how did I become involved with the Mayor of Barnet? What happened was, to promote the theatre and to come alongside the locals and engage them and encourage them to come to the theatre, we became involved with the local community organisations and groups and residents associations and the Traders Association. And a lady by the name of Jean George, who used to run a shop called Cards and Gifts across the road from the theatre, she used to run a little a morning sort of club for the old ladies called the Allington Evergreens. And they used to come to use the theatre, we didn't charge, and they would have tea and cakes and they would play bingo and the sort of things old girls do. And Jean gave them a project to find out something positive about the history of Barton and Trebworth and bring it back to their next meeting. And there was a lovely old lady by the name of Nell Moody. She said, "Did you know we got our own mayor here?" And apparently this is how it all started, the Mayor of Barton. Now at that time, I was not an officer of the Operatic Society, but I was very, very proactive in doing things. And Roger Payne said to me one Friday night when we were having a drink in the Vauxhall pub, "What are you doing tomorrow?" I said, "Usual, Rog, probably get up and do whatever I do on a Saturday." "Oh, I got a job for you tomorrow morning." I said, "Well, what do you want me to do?" He said, "Get yourself a pair of pink tights or a pair of flipping tights. I've got a jester's outfit for you." I said, "What, we on a job?" He said, "Yeah, we're going to take this Mayor of Barton into town." I said, "What's all this flipping carry on?" He said, "Just turn up tomorrow morning and bring your nephew as well. We'll use him as a page boy." So I turned up the following morning. I was kitted out with a jester's outfit and I was given a great big bass drum. Roger Payne was dressed up as a cowboy or something medieval, but he had a Wild West gun and holster on. And we dressed my nephew up as a page boy, and the city sword carrier, the official city sword carrier, a man by the name of Ron Best, was there, and he was given a sword from Camelot, one of the productions that took place a couple of years before, and he had was given an old robe. And there was a prop I made for the Wizard of Oz a few years for one of the palace guards, which was a biscuit tin covered in felt with all the gold braid and bullion on. They stuck this biscuit tin on his head. And he couldn't wear his official sword carrier uniform because that would have brought the city of Gloucester into disrepute. And we paraded off down the road, Roger Payne shooting off his six-shooter, me banging the big bass drum, my nephew thoroughly embarrassed, and the landlord from the Vauxhall public house, name was Roger Bratham, dressed in a Tudor type outfit with a lavatory chain round his neck and a piss pot, or a gazunder, I think they call them. All I know is we paraded into town, the mayor met the mayor, and there was a bit of a fairground going on. So we managed to do our thing, get in and out of town. The following year, the parade had grown. I managed to get courtiers and we got the court leap was starting to roll now.